hope that this is the start of a real bigger vision for Donegal Town.
Over 300 people turned out for the Sea of Our Cinema public meeting in Donegal Town last night, and the message from the outset from those there was clear.
If you go to Sligo, you have a theatre, very successful. You have the Banner in Ballybuffet, very successful. And if you build a cinema, I would guarantee you, you would have a very, very successful theatre.
You know, it's such a lovely town now with all the problems of a couple of years ago passed by. There's positivity in the town. But, you know, you look at it then and say there's a few things maybe it needs. And one would be kids and bowling. One would be maybe a swimming pool, probably a swimming pool. And certainly a cinema.
We went to the cinema yesterday. I'm a father of three young kids. And we went to the cinema in Wendorn. And I met seven couples from the town that were also in Wendorn. So all that budding money's going out. We went for something to eat as well. The kids were hungry, so we had to fed them before we left. So you're not. It's not just the cinema spend, it's the whole spend, it's the shop as well, and it's all the bits and pieces that goes with it, you know, so.
Last night's meeting in the Abbey Hotel was called following the refusal of planning permission for a new cinema in the town. Earlier this month, Donegal County Council refused plans for the five-screen cinema. Speaking last night, the developer, Willie John Dolan, said he's hugely disappointed.
Glad to see the crowd of people that turned out tonight and supported the scheme, because I believe that it's something that Donegal Town needs. I've been here in the summertime for the past number of years, and I see what goes on. Wet days, nowhere to go, all the rest. And with that in mind, that's the reason that we ended up going for planning for a cinema.
There's over 300 people have turned out here tonight. This development does have a lot of support. The support here was here to see.
Well, what I liked about the 300 people, but what I liked was everybody was going in the one direction. There wasn't one controversial thing stated during the whole night, which was very pleasing. And the people know what they want. They're speaking their mind, and I'm thankful for the support.
Planning was refused, but you'd be still hopeful that this cinema will get the go-ahead eventually?
Well, the position that we're in, planning's refused, and we're at a crossroads. And I don't know where to go, straight on, turn left or turn right. And that's where I'm at.
Meanwhile, Fianna Fáil TD Pat De Cope Gallagher says the development isn't dead in the water, and he said he's hopeful that an agreement can be reached with the planners on Donegal County Council.
It's been suggested that this is still live. It's not live. It's been refused. So it either goes to onboard planning, and I would caution against that. I would much prefer negotiate with the planning officers, who are reasonable people. See, the council just don't have a responsibility for planning. They also have a responsibility for economic development. And here is an investor who's prepared to invest, create 60 jobs during the course of the construction, and after that, up to 30 jobs full-time. So we must be supportive. There is a process taking place now, and hopefully the council could indicate to the investor what they require in the next application, and perhaps there could be a reasonable outcome.
The developers are now to hold meetings in the coming days with the planners on Donegal County Council. At the Abbey Hotel for Ocean FM News, I'm Barry White.